Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kimberly, host of the Start Me Up podcast. If you like your politics with some loose talk and salty language, you're going to love my show. I interview the coolest people like Mary Trump, Kathy Griffin, and DNC chair Jamie Harrison. The Start Me Up podcast has an easygoing, casual style and a strong emphasis on left-leaning politics. We also have frank discussions about sex and more than a few spirited rants. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup or wherever you get your podcasts and start listening today.
So Elon Musk wants Donald Trump back on Twitter. Shocking. Not. But what actually is pretty shocking is what Elon Musk said about why he was so offended when Twitter banned Donald Trump. Let's talk about that. Because justice matters. Hey all, Glenn Kirshner here. So to no one's surprise, Elon Musk wants Donald Trump back on Twitter. But what was surprising, at least to me, was what Elon Musk said about why he wants to reverse Donald Trump's Twitter ban. Here's the reporting from The Hill. Headline, Musk said he'd reverse Trump's Twitter ban. And that article begins, Elon Musk said Tuesday that he will reverse former President Trump's ban from Twitter if his acquisition of the platform is completed. And then Musk is quoted as saying, I think it was a morally bad decision, to be clear, and foolish in the extreme, said Musk, the CEO of Tesla. I do think it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake, he added. It alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. Friends, I don't even know where to begin with logic like that, but here's what I want to focus on. Elon Musk said it was a morally bad decision to remove Donald Trump from Twitter. Donald Trump used Twitter to amplify his lies, his dangerous lies, his democracy-busting lies, ultimately, his deadly lies. By repeating over and over again, like a broken record, the election was rigged, your vote was stolen, your president was taken from you. Stop the steal, stop the steal, stop the steal. But it was immoral, according to Elon Musk, for Twitter to stop Donald Trump from using their platform to spread those dangerous lies. Donald Trump used Twitter to set the date for the Capitol attack. January 6th, come to DC, will be wild. Donald Trump used Twitter to set the date for the insurrection. And Elon Musk says it was a bad decision morally to remove him from Twitter, to stop him from using Twitter to spread his dangerous lies. In a very real and direct sense, Donald Trump used Twitter to set the stage for the Capitol attack. And thousands upon thousands of his most gullible followers acted on his lies, 800 of whom are being indicted, prosecuted, convicted, and imprisoned for listening to and obeying Trump's Twitter directives. But Elon Musk says it was a morally bad decision for Twitter to try to put a stop to Donald Trump's dangerous lies. You know, friends, some people want America to be a place where up is down, dark is light, in is out. Morality is immorality. Insurrection is patriotism. You know who wants that? The American oligarchs, the aspiring autocrats and dictators and despots. But that's no kind of America. Not for us. So we will fight on. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.